Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I received a request from a friend of mine down in Holdridge this week. She asked if I could share a poem for her grandpa, Elliot Olson. Ole to those of us who have ever met him, and over the years, Ole has met a lot of people. Ole spent much of his career as a lineman, and his granddaughter asked if I could do a poem I'd titled REA. This poem was printed in the Nebraska Rural Electric magazine several years ago and nearly cost me an entertainment gig. They had printed the first page in the front of the magazine, and the second page was put toward the back. A lady who had been lining up a program had read the first part, and to say the least, she was not impressed and was pretty sure I didn't need to entertain anything she was associated with until a colleague directed her to the rest of the story. Ole, I hope you're listening this morning. I was fixing fence on a warm April day when a big white truck comes up the highway. They wave as they pass, as if to say, life is great when you work for the REA. Headed back to town before it's five, can't be late, oh sakes alive, might take their sweetheart for a drive. What an easy way to draw your pay, those bass fishing boys at the REA. With that fence I sweat and strain and wonder if I have a brain. Ranching can be a physical drain, I feel each ache and pain. Then my mind begins to rattle, why do I fight fences and cattle? Every day is another battle, well I'd go roping every day, if only I worked for the REA. That very night it began to snow, and a cold north wind began to blow. Morning sunrise did clearly show, miles of line had been laid low. It took all day to tend the stock, without the aid of electric shock, pumping water for the herd, water for the flock. When I crawled in bed at the end of the day, I prayed for those boys at the REA. By day five I'm feeling blue, 'cause critters to tend I had quite a few. Find a generator to hook the tractor to, one more extra job to do. The power crew came from Valentine, this was great, this was fine, soon they would come fix my line. Got within a mile, late in the day, loaded up the trucks, went the other way. On day 10, a local crew, with poles and digger and wire too, was working like there was a job to do. And I was tickled 'cause I just knew that we had seen our darkest hour, and soon they would hook up the power. No more peanut butter and milk gone sour. When the lights came on, they drove away, and we said thanks to the boys from the REA. This week, ahead of Thanksgiving, I'd like to do a poem in memory of my grandpa. And maybe Ole's granddaughter will enjoy it too. He was part of my first memory. In my mind's eye, I can still see the clod dropped in the wet concrete, the sound it made that sure was neat. Grandpa, why do ducks have rubber feet? And he laughed. An old door lock and a wooden block with a knob and a spring, it could be anything. And hours were spent a few feet back from the wet cement. And he laughed. Little brother made him smile too. Grandpa, how old are you? His eye would sparkle as he said his line. Last time I checked, I was 39. That's what I thought. That ain't too bad. That's just three more than Dad. And he laughed. His laughter made me feel good, like somehow he sort of understood. The little duck toward the back with the funny walk and the silly quack, like maybe he'd been down that track. It sure felt good that he understood. He laughed with me, not at me. The difference is vast. When you're young, you think it will last. Life goes by mighty awful fast. Sometimes we talked about the past. The goosey horse and Jim and Clyde, and the schoolgirl and sand on the slide, and he felt bad that it roughed her hide. And that day, I'm sure he cried. How was a little guy supposed to know? That was a long, long time ago. And he laughed. Good times, working on my shack. Third-hand lumber and an achy back. Keeping Uncle Tom and Bud on track. On-the-job training with a few simple rules. Measure twice, cut once, and take care of your tools. I was young, and he was old. There were things I needed told, and we laughed. How's things going on the place? And he would listen as I'd retrace details of the latest mess. Things would come into focus, I guess. My troubles weren't that big a deal, but every pig has got to squeal. He would listen, and we laughed. One joke he often told, how this fella never really did nothing but just get old. I'd wait for the end while holding my hat. It took me a long time just to do that. Not near long enough, but I'll hang tough. And I will remember not to forget, and I will laugh. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Hoping you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and that you store up some great memories. I'm R.P. Smith.